Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is under fire this week for saying he doesn't have any hopes of winning the votes of the 47% of Americans who don't pay income taxes. WNYC's Stephen Reeder reports on who belongs to that group in New York City and what they think about Romney's remarks.
Alex Cutler is a 20-year-old political science major at Columbia University. He works 10 to 15 hours a week on campus and has payroll taxes taken out of every check, then gets a refund from the government every spring. In other words, he's part of Mitt Romney's 47%, and he doesn't think he should have to pay any more in taxes.
I mean, with the amount of money I was making, it just seemed kind of ridiculous to have to take out the amount I was taking out. I mean, I don't think everyone should be expected to make the same contribution, millionaires and students in high school or in college.
There are almost 500,000 college students in New York City. Another 400,000 people receive Social Security benefits. One of them is Pete Markle, a retired teacher living in the Williams Memorial Home on the Upper West Side, in a zip code with the 12th most Social Security recipients in the country. Markle is 80 years old and says he started paying into the program in 1946.
I did take care of myself, luckily, and I'm happy to be supported on what I thought was my contribution to the social good. There has to be something about a society where there is social good, and one of it is taking care of old folks.
Social Security recipients and students make up just over 15% of the city's voting age population. Another 15 to 20% are below the federal poverty level and wind up owing little to nothing thanks to tax credits. So the 47% is more like the 30-something percent in New York City. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Reeder.